With congressional reauthorization of the Secure Rural Schools Act this fall, Petersburg schools were guaranteed 4 more years of continued funding under the federal program, starting with nearly $1 million this year. But the annual payments to the city will decline each year by about 10% before expiring altogether in 2011. That means the city will suddenly be short about $800,000 in funds that covered nearly half its local contribution to schools.
That much of a cut is going to be, it's not painful, it's devastating. We wouldn't survive it.
School Superintendent Gary Jacobson said he could not predict whether Congress would reauthorize Secure Rural Schools again in 4 years, but he did predict dire consequences if it didn't, and he did not expect the city could make up an $800,000 shortfall in 1 year. Instead, Jacobson and the board proposed a longer-term plan.
And so, you know, we came up with this possibility of having you increase the funding based on the general fund by 5% each year for at least, you know, the first 3 years at least, and then saving that amount of timber receipts for further use down the road.
Secure Schools replaced and increased the federal payments formerly known as forest receipts back in 2001. That's meant over $900,000 a year for education in Petersburg. Each year, the city's combined most of that federal payment with money from general fund tax revenues to make its annual contribution to the schools. That contribution totaled about $1.8 million this year. Under the school district's proposal, the city would set aside some of the rural schools money each year while gradually increasing its own contribution from general fund revenues. If Secure Schools is not reauthorized by 2013, then the city could start using those saved federal funds it set aside earlier, according to board member Jim Schwartz.
If it's not reauthorized, then you can take it out as necessary. And then if it's reauthorized, well, then you have the opportunity at that point to do some major maintenance or capital projects or something that can be, that we talked about, that could be used for leverage against state programs.
The school district's projections extend to 2019, when the rural school funds that were set aside earlier would finally run out. Essentially, the plan allows the city and school district to take up the slack for the federal funding loss gradually, rather than all at once, 4 years from now, according to school officials. Mayor Al Dwyer and Councilor Mark Jensen appreciated the district's effort to plan ahead.
It looks like a great idea to me. I know it's inevitable that we're going to be stuck with this. I'd rather do it in increments, and the alternative is to wait for the bust and everybody goes belly up. It's better to be prepared for it.
Plan ahead would be a better idea.
Mm-hmm. The school board spent a lot of the work session detailing Petersburg's local spending on education in comparison with other towns in Southeast and the state, as well as with other local departments. For instance, Superintendent Jacobson provided a chart showing that over the last 10 years, Petersburg's contribution to schools actually decreased, while other tax-supported general fund spending increased along with city revenue.
You know, from 1999 to 2008, if you look at the city, Petersburg city expenditures, schools, between 1999 and 2008, we had a 2.5% decrease in revenue from the guys.
Yeah, it's looking at that.
Whereas your general government increased 82%, public safety increased 52%, public works increased 36%, community service was 6.5%, and culture and recreation was 76%.
Numbers from the district showed the city spent significantly fewer of its tax dollars per student than other towns in the region, and that Petersburg's starting teacher salaries are also lower. Yet, according to Jacobson, Petersburg is a top-ranked district in Alaska and maintains a low dropout rate. Mayor Dwyer credited Jacobson and district employees for maintaining such a strong program in the face of tight funding, but Dwyer also wondered how the city would be able to afford a 5% increase from its general fund each year.
I don't want to raise taxes. I don't want to raise property taxes, of course, and I don't want to raise sales tax. But we may end up having to do something to, because this $55,000 is going to come out of somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. There's only X amount of bucks that we get. And everybody's screaming for it.
Under the school district's proposal, the city would have to up its contribution from the general fund by about $55,000 next year. The increase would be slightly larger the next year and again the following year and so on until all the secure rural schools money is gone. By then, after a decade, the school district would only be getting about 5% more than it did 10 years earlier, but the city's general fund would be covering the entire cost, which used to be covered by secure schools money. City Manager Richard Underkoffler wondered if the school district wasn't being too conservative in terms of its local funding needs over the next decade.
You know, you're locking yourself in for any number of years now, a fixed amount of $1.8 million. Your costs are going up. Where are you going to under this? How are you going to pay for your increased operating expense?
It's hard to say whether the district will need to ask for bigger increases in future years, according to Superintendent Jacobson. He acknowledged it might be a temporary fix, but he emphasized the plan is aimed at dealing with the loss of federal funding in 4 years.
It's a way for to extend that amount of money that we're going to get from the federal government so that we don't have, you know, at the end of 2012, it chops off, and now what? If we don't have anything saved to put aside, you know, you guys are going to have to come up with $800,000 or more.
Also, Jacobson pointed out that the legislature approved increases in education funding for the next several years, though how much more Petersburg gets will still depend on enrollment, and local enrollment has been on the decline. Counselor Lee Corio was not convinced the school's plan was the right solution.
Well, it's sustainability is the issue. Mm-hmm. And even what you've presented here isn't probably sustainable. And so we have to think real hard and maybe do a lot of selling. Some ideas are going to have to come forward, and it's going to be a lot of work to get them there.
The city council and school board are likely to meet again before the council actually decides on a local contribution for next year. The district does not typically present its formal funding request to the city until the late spring. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.